All right. We're going to try that again. This new shit, man. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's get it cracking. You are now rocking with the best. Let's say it again. Kind of. Let's go. This is the podcast where we talk to everyday Chicagoans about entertainment, community, and everything else in between.
We're going to laugh. We're going to smile. We might even cry on here. But this is real life. This is Be Positive Chicago Stories. Yo, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to the Be Positive Chicago Stories.
That's cute. Cute intro.
You like cute. That? You
That's
like
cute.
That?
Yeah, I like that. That's cute.
Y'all know what time it is. It's your boy Dario. I'm joined by my best friend. He ain't no co-host. This is my best friend, my brother.
Ooh, we put titles on this thing.
You know?
I got you. You know, he did best friend shit. He put all the snacks on my side and shit. I got all the snacks over here. I got barbecue chips, plain chips. The nuts. I got all. The Honey Jack, the wine that I finished. Like, I was stressed.
Yeah, you finished yours.
Stressed. Mm-hmm. You know how I know we're really good friends?
How?
As soon as I got here, you started comforting me.
I did.
You're like, it's all right. It's all right, D. We good. We good. Fuck that traffic. You want some wine? You want some drink?
You want some chips?
You want some snacks?
You just start offering a brother stuff. Yeah. I know what you like.
You know the way to my heart. You know? Damn, they're like a girlfriend. But I love it though.
Hey, look, we went over this before on Jenna's podcast.
I love it. I love it.
Y'all, this is obviously, you see the setup is a lot different. We happy to be here. Finally back, man. Got a setup where we ain't got to worry about no audio issues.
All right, come on, man. He gonna take shots on the side.
I'm just saying. We ain't got none of that, y'all. I don't want y'all here. I don't want to hear y'all talking about my man's audio no more.
Y'all get all this good audio. Every time I reach in for these snacks, for the chips, I'm giving it to y'all just like that.
You can hear this. Straight like that. I don't know if you can't order those splashing shit all over the place, fucking going to electrocute ourselves live on air.
You hear this?
That's
an empty wine bottle.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. Show him that motherfucker finished, boy. Hey.
Look.
Darian walked in and was like, I was like, hey, what you want to drink, man? You want some wine? I know you want wine. You know what I'm saying? I'm looking over here. Get the wine. I pull up. We had like a squig left. Darian goes, just give me the whole bottle. I'm taking it to the head. And then I pulled out the Honey Jack. He says, give me that too, man. Yeah. Just fill up the glass with that.
Traffic's stupid, man.
Before we get into it, because I know you want to talk about, we got a lot of shit to talk about, but this is old school, man. Y'all know what time it is, man. Y'all, go ahead, like, rate, subscribe on all these platforms that you see here. Let's see if I got this down. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Anchor, Google, Stitcher, Radio Republic, Overcast, Radio. I don't know, man. All that shit, man. Happy to be back here, D. You had a long ride up here, man.
I don't even want to talk about that shit. I'm just happy to be back.
Me too. I'm happy to be back.
This is so we cut season 4 short.
Yeah, we did.
All the way short.
All the way.
Because you know niggas, when they get something new, they get excited. So we got to start from the beginning. So,
bruh.
Exhibit A.
We ain't brand new around here.
Brand new. So this is season 5, chapter 49, the start of season 5, season premiere. It's going to be a good one, man.
It's going to be fun. We got the technology to do what we going to do. You know, to do what we always wanted to do, really. So this is right where we want to be, man. Good spot to be in. What's been going on the last... What? How long has it been? 2 months we did this? Two, three? Shit.
What is it? It's June?
June. Yeah.
May.
Middle June.
I think March. March?
Was February? March the last one?
Might have been February.
Shit.
Something like that.
Ricky was the last guest. Damn.
Yeah. That was a while ago.
That was a while ago, man.
I've moved.
Yeah.
How you moved in together, got a house.
Oh shit. It's official. Official. He moved in, boy.
Moved in. The job is the same. I think we've taken off to a different level. We haven't been on here since we've been at the Ford.
Shit. Ooh, what? Talk to him.
We haven't been on here since we've been at the Ford. Good vibes has been rocking.
Oh, look. Let's see. We're going to touch on each one of these points individually because I don't think people understand how real it is out here.
Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah, man. Let's start out with good vibes, man. Let's start out with good vibes, man. Actually, no. We're not going to start out with good vibes. We're going to start out. My man's move. Further away, in with the ladies. Shout out to Mo. What's happening, Mo? If you're watching this, you can't come at my man's audio no more because you live with him too.
It's done
so,
deal.
So if his audio bad, yours is too.
Nah, it's your fault. You know, my audio's bad. That's why it's your fault.
Man, look, how that feel?
It's good, man. It's good. I feel like we see each other less, which is crazy.
Yeah,
we see each other less living together.
That's probably not.
I mean, all we see. You know, you go to sleep together, but our work schedules are so, far off sometimes.
Right,
but
right.
Today we had the day off together, but, hell, it's probably the first day that we just chilled out in the house and didn't have no running around to do.
Chilling out is essential. Yeah.
Naps.
Yeah.
Hell of naps.
Talk naps. To me. Well, yeah, I'm good at naps, boy.
Look,
I'm a goddamn professional at naps, boy. My shit's scheduled.
Look, you got scheduled naps? You sound like TJ.
Boy, look.
I know.
Hey, we passing out coins over here, boy. Shout out.
Which
shout
button
out
was that? Show me which button.
This is the green one.
Yeah, that. Okay. All right. I know what button it is. So I'm
but you got to change screens. It might change.
Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. I'm just going to start hitting random shit. I ain't going to break your shit. I ain't going to break it.
Come on, man.
This is going to be fun.
Yeah, this is going to be terrible. It's gonna be fun. You know what's funny is so we got a bunch of mics set up. Speaking of living with the significant other, you know, me and Sarah, we've been together for a year and a half now, in the same place. And stop. I don't know why you laugh.
We've been a year and a half in the same place.
Look, I got a joke about it. No, it's a joke. It's a joke, baby. I got a podcast with her too, so we'll talk about that. No smoke. She know all my secrets. But you know, it's cool. Like, now that we here, you know what I'm saying? We can have, you know, that ever elusive takeover, you know, that they want to do so badly, you know?
Yeah, yeah. We'll figure that out.
They ain't never going to touch this shit. Yeah, I promise you. No, you should have got us when we was bogus.
Yeah, I was like, you should have called me a bad audio because I don't want to let it go.
Now we can talk shit. Yeah. we can talk and be heard. Now what you mean?
Yeah, there's no lack.
Yeah,
so, that's your fault.
Man, stop it. but all right. So y'all know we've been gone doing a lot of things. If you follow Be Positive Productions, we got a lot of stuff going on. And Darian talked about a lot of things we talked about that we got going on. Mainly the you can hear it. You can hear it. Give me some of these nuts. Hold on, pause.
Come on.
Hold on. Wait,
bro.
Stop. Yeah, so hold on. But we got a lot of shit going on. You want to start out with good vibes, man. Good vibes is that's a vibe. If y'all ain't been to good vibes, y'all missing out. I promise you that.
We are what? I think how many t-shirt colors we have. Three shows in. Three shows in. I don't want to speak out of turn.
No.
We've sold out.
Yeah.
Every show that we've had.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And we open now, so better watch out.
Yeah. We open at full capacity. But it's been a privilege.
It's a vibe.
Yeah, it's a privilege. it's a vibe, but it's a privilege for me to work alongside my friends. Mm-hmm. Dario, Rami, Eunice, Stokes. It's a privilege to put something together and create, man. And every show's different.
Yeah. Every show is very different.
Every show's different.
But we got the same energy.
Yeah.
Got the same energy. Every show is different. But it's I think I like that different aspect to it. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Like what the first show we had, the wristbands. You know, I'm still wearing mine. Literally. Ain't been off. My wristband ain't been off since that first show. That's 3 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I also still got my Garza Blanca Cabo Resort band on.
We gonna talk about it.
Yeah, nigga ain't never letting that go. But we gonna talk about it. But we had the gift bag, the goodie bags, the second show. That was dope. Shout out to whose idea was that to do that? That was good because it had all of our favorite stuff in there.
That was a combination of me and Stokes.
Okay.
Low key.
Yeah.
Because me and Stokes were talking about something different. For him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Brand Lou Management. If you don't know, we do things like that. Try to help comics. You know what I'm saying? Try to help comics do different things to brand themselves.
Yeah.
So if you want to hop on Brand Lou Management, come holler at your boy.
Brand anyway, Lou.
Yeah.
Brand anyway. Lou?
Yeah. Anyway.
Oh, just wait. You got a surprise you don't even know about. It's not happening in this show, but
oh wow.
There's something you go. I don't want it unless it's Brand Lou.
Hey,
shout out.
Let's go.
Yeah. Holler at me, Kales.
We here. anyway. Yeah, me and TJ kind of came up with that, and then I was like, well, because the original idea was that for TJ to pretty much have the same idea with all his favorite things.
Yeah.
And I was like, man, well, I'm going to just, let me ask the boys, like, what all their favorite things is, and then we throw it in there, and then Mo kind of came up with the cards.
Oh, that was fire. That was the icing on the cake, because y'all had a staple, so you had to read the card to open up the bag.
Yeah.
That was just fantastic, and that's part of the, obviously, we got the music. It ain't a B-Pos production if we ain't got a DJ and a musical act, yeah. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
So it's been a complete vibe going that direction, but this last show, man, was we introduced B. You know, B.
Yeah.
B got a voice. Shout out to Taylor Diaz, man. Ruiz, I'm sorry. She is
all them last names.
All the Hispanic last names.
Got like four of them. For real.
Shit. but we ain't say we politically correct on this moment.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Don't be fooled by that cute intro. But no, we introduced her. She was cool. She was interactive during the show. My favorite part is when she said, "What she asked Rami and Eunice the question on stage." That I know that. I know who was behind that question.
Oh yeah.
I know who was behind.
You already know. I'm like, hey, ask them this.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But shout out to Taylor, man, for sure. She's a incredible voice actor.
Yeah.
She's she does voiceovers.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic voiceovers,
yeah,
too.
Great,
I mean,
great.
Her demo reel?
Mm-hmm. It's fire. Yeah, and we know Taylor from just improv and things like that.
Yeah.
And, you know, doing the, well, was about to do the second shitty show before everything shut down.
Second shitty?
Second city. I'm sorry. Come on, man. Here you go. Press a button. Do something.
I'm going to do
something. What up? I don't know what it is.
He said second shitty. I need to get a button on there to say, hey, hold on. I got you, man.
Hit me with the womp, womp, womp. Yeah, there you go. All right, man. This is going to be great.
This is going to be fun.
But shout out to Taylor, man. Incredible voice actor. Lend us her talents.
Yeah.
So we looking forward to, like, future shows and just...
Oh, yeah. I mean...
Incorporating B into kind of everything that we do.
Everything we do. I mean,
yeah.
Shit. Instagram, social media in general. Yeah. More of the shows that we do around the city. More of those shows. So, yeah, we looking forward to incorporating that. Next thing we got going on, man. I'm kind of starting newer. You know what I mean? The Forge.
Yeah.
The Forge. We two shows in. Fantastic shows, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I mean, as a comedian here in the city, man, and somebody that's new to the game, and when it comes to experiences and shit like that, that's an experience that them chips fire, ain't they? This nigga moving slow, trying not to let him crackle. No, let it go.
I'm just hold.
Let the motherfucker fly. You know. Let him dead, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Audio.
No, but shit, we ought to paid a lot of money for this shit. They better hear this motherfucking noise. The Forge, man, I mean, that's an experience, man. It literally, we call it comedy concerts, and it is a comedy concert, for sure. It's a concert. You know, we have the music, we have DJ Sabby. Is it DJ Sabby or just Sabby?
I think it's just Sabby.
So no, yeah, right. Because that's the whole point. He's dropping DJ because he's not marginalized himself.
Yeah, he doing. Hey, Sabby going crazy.
Sabby is if y'all don't know, yeah, he be positives now. So I'm sorry, y'all. You know, you forget y'all.
Sabby Hispanic.
Yeah, he's something.
He ain't black. He eat a lot of spices. So let's just say he gonna be a Latin mogul. Y'all better stop playing with Sabby. Man.
You better quit playing for him. Mount up
with Sebastian. No,
stop. Arroyo. Stop it.
But it's government on blast real quick. Okay. Stop playing with my dog.
Stop playing with my man. Hey, he's a beast on the fucking mic. No. On the ones and twos.
He a beast at everything.
Everything. His video.
Yeah, he got video. He taking videos of houses.
Yeah, like, yeah. Doing real estate.
Real estate. Yeah.
Kobe Banks. He's your government too. Yeah,
let's
get on. Get on your grizzly. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to link y'all up, man. Shoot, stop playing out here. He got passed his test though. You know, before he go outside.
You got it, Cole.
Yeah, he do. He better get it. Shit. He better get it. I'd plug your ass on this podcast. You know? better figure it out fast. Bring your cheat code right in your hand or something. You know, shit. How much your mortgage is on a Section 8 or something? I don't know what your
Section 8.
I don't know shit. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know what the hell's going on.
Hey, my old apartments was Section 8, and I didn't even know it. So right before I was about to leave.
Wow, they was thankful your ass was leaving.
Man, I was thankful. You know, somebody got stabbed in my apartment complex. Okay? Look, okay, check it. We here. We talk about whatever. We don't have a guest, so it is what it is.
Yeah.
All right, so I come in. I think it was the 2 days after this incident happened.
Yeah.
So the lady downstairs, nosy as hell.
Of course.
Black lady.
Black. No, damn.
Black lady. Yeah, she black. So I come in the house and she like, hey, did you hear about what happened, like the other night? I'm like, nah,
that's never fun.
I wasn't here. No. Like, I don't know what you're talking about. And I had saw like crime tape at the bottom of the stairs.
You saw the yellow and black shit?
I saw the yellow and black shit, like, at the bottom of the stairs when I come into my building. And it was, like, little splatters everywhere. But I was like, oh, somebody, like, you know, motherfucker dragging their garbage.
Yeah, right.
You know, it's prune juice.
Yeah, right. Everywhere and everything. Watermelon dried up.
Yeah, you know? So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, you know, somebody just had an accident. And she says, no, somebody got stabbed. Somebody got stabbed?
What kind of shit going on?
What happened over here? She said, these guys were in the parking lot trying to steal a car, and the dude tried to stop him, and they stabbed him. And he crawled into our building, and because they like to leave the door propped open, so he was like, because you just buzzed in, you know? So he came crawling to her door, blood everywhere. He knocked on the door, and they called the police. And I was like, what? Then, okay, me and Camry in the crib one day, he sleep in my room. I'm in the bathroom.
Yeah.
In my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I hear pow, pow.
So what? They out there busting?
Hey, look, D. This is like 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
What?
Okay.
Broad daylight.
I hear dow, dow, and I hear glass break. So what the fuck is going on, bro? So I'm mid shit.
So mid shit.
You know, I gotta,
my
I gotta,
man.
I gotta push this last one out real quick.
Shit. Hold on, bro.
I gotta push it out real fast. You know what I'm saying? So I get up. And I look out of my bedroom window and I look across to the other building. I see the glass broke.
Mm-hmm.
And I see these people down there and I see somebody like run off.
Yeah.
Then I see the police like entering into the building that the dude just ran off from. Do you know they was trying to catch this dude? He shot the window. Jumped out of the third floor window and ran off.
Come on, what did he do? Tumble and roll?
I have no idea, bro. But
Grand Theft Auto?
That's why I was living, y'all. And I didn't even know it. And then I found out it was Section 8. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, I got to get up out of here.
Damn.
Yeah, I was moving regardless.
Yeah, but that should help.
You know,
they gave
me
a push.
Yeah.
They gave me a push. Damn.
Yeah. And this in Naperville.
That's it. Naperville. Is it getting gentrified? With black? With hoodlums?
Yeah, a whole lot of niggas.
My sister live out in Naperville. Shout out. Blink twice if you struggle. Blink twice if it's hard out there.
Man, look, Naperville ain't no joke. Yeah, you got to do racism and...
Right, from both sides of it. You got to be on alert at all times.
If y'all don't get these video game sounds, dude, like, you just know, you're not cool.
You ain't cool.
Nah,
you ain't messing with us, man. Wow, that's out of control. All that from, we talking about the Forge. Shit,
shit, that's a Joliet, it's the hood, stop. Too. This is the same shit.
Oh, my goodness, man. This same shit. Nice one. That was a good one. What else we got going on? The Wednesdays is hot. Wednesday is hot. It's Wednesday's oversaturated, to be honest with you.
You stole the words, man. I'm like, let me get through Truett real quick.
Wednesday oversaturated.
I'm telling you this. Too much shit going on Wednesday.
If you got a show on Wednesday, move that shit to Tuesday. We ain't moving our shit, man. You move your shit to Tuesday.
Y'all get the hell on. Do something else. We got Tuesdays unlocked. Wednesday's unlocked. But Wednesday, for real, man. So look, we got the Women in Non-Binary night.
Say it again. It's a Kels, if you watch this or listen to this back, or if you somehow get on here, we gonna have to have you record and then put it on the button.
Yeah, we're gonna put it on the button. Yeah. So just send me something. Just hey, we can put it on. You can be live. You can be live. Hey, pull up, man. Look, let the people know this honey jack hit, man, different.
And we drinking straight.
Yeah, just straight.
You didn't finish yours.
No, but Tommy, you know what, I fuck with it. I'm right there. All right, right there. All right. Look, that's a lot. If y'all don't know Dario by now, you know I fuck with Jack Daniels real heavy.
This bottle was full when we opened. I'm just telling you.
Yeah. I don't know. This is my podcast. We're talking about Jack Daniels. But as soon as I get to Wednesdays after work, shout out to Evan Williams. Shout out to Evan Williams. I love Evan y'all. Williams. Yeah, shout out to Evan Williams. Y'all got the brown looking too. That's all. It go well with, you know what they... I'm jumping ahead, but like Evan Williams is really fucking good when it comes to Grand Marnier.
Say it one more time. I've been trying to catch up.
Grand Martin. I don't even know
Grand
if
Grand Martin.
I'm afraid to say it slow motion because I don't know Grand Marnier.
Shout out to Marty P.
I swear, hey, you gotta. That's one of them words where if you don't know how it really is, you gotta say it fast, just like Grand Marnier. Yeah.
Oh my God. I promise in the future chapters, we're gonna be a little bit more organized and they're gonna be this crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy.
That's like your fourth bruh.
Hey, that's the
Jack talk.
That's the Jack. We're gonna have to keep a bruh count of this one.
I can fuck with the technology, y'all. If y'all want a bruh count, let me know.
Yeah, we gonna need that.
What were you talking about? I jumped ahead.
Wednesdays in general.
Wednesdays in general. But because I do want to get to let's give the ladies their time, man, and the non-binary their time. Wednesdays after work. I'm sorry. Wednesdays at my buddy the Who show, the Women Crush Wednesday, women with an X going through the E. You know, ladies, you know, we trying to make this thing fair for everybody. But
Women Crush Wednesdays is featured on Q. Women Crush Wednesdays is ran by Amanda and Kales. Mm-hmm. I'll take over for your good. I got you.
Thank you, bro. Because you know how I feel about this goddamn subject. You know,
like, Women Crush Wednesdays is ran by Amanda and Kels. They're featured on my buddy's Hugh show.
Come on, we need
Hugh.
Stop saying that.
I keep saying Hugh, like Jay-Z.
Yeah, Hugh. Jay-Z who?
But Amanda and Kels are running a fantastic show, man. They are killing it.
They're fantastic, man.
Y'all look out for Women Crush Showcase,
yes,
because it will be on the move. It won't be just featured at my buddy's.
Holla, so talk to him. We talk to him.
We going forward with it, and we gonna figure it out.
Hey, talk to him.
So it'll be in other places.
Yeah,
Lake Lodge. Is that a good sign?
No, that's a good sign. We good. Look, okay. This is all you need to. All
right, I'm just
right. Yeah, we good.
Yeah, I'm like, oh shit. I saw. Okay. All right, we good. Yeah, we here
again. Yeah, we here. Also on Wednesdays, Jokey Okey, our boy Kadeem Fuller. Look. Look,
I have yet to come to. I'm a bad owner.
You ain't joined. You ain't Donald bad. Sterling bad. You good? You in there?
Bad owner. I've yet to go to a WCW show, and I've yet to go to Jokey Okey because I told Stokes. I said when I go to Jokey Okey, mm-hmm. I'm gonna sing and I'm gonna do maybe 3 minutes. I'm gonna get on the mic.
Hey, look, y'all. I'm telling you right now. Don't let Lou fool you. My man got 10. You know what I'm he got to. I ain't saying this like super polished. You know what I'm saying? You know,
I definitely ain't, because I don't even. They be talking about taglines and shit. I'm like, what the fuck is that? I don't even know.
But my man got him. But don't let him fool you. Don't let him fool you. He's sitting there eating these chips, but don't let him fool you, man. I got three.
I say a solid.
You got five because the story about your grandma. That's a good five.
Oh, nigga, let me tell you.
Yeah.
I told TJ, I got stuff in my phone.
I know, you do.
I got enough.
Bro.
But
I was watching.
Polished. Right. You know what I'm saying?
We can get you there.
Ain't polished. I don't even know if I want to dabble into that.
Hey, fuck with Death Row. We got you, bro.
Ha! Brand Lou.
Fuck with Brand Lou. Man, look. But Jokey Okey, man, that is, and I'm going to say this again on the air. I'm going to say it. That is probably the best open mic in the city, being unbiased, because I didn't have no creativity in this. You know what I'm saying? You know, this wasn't us. You know what I'm saying? This is, you know, Kadeem using his creativity under Be Positive Productions. You know what I'm saying? Like, to do what he does. So that's his credit.
And I asked Kadeem, I say, damn, bro, how you come up with that?
Man.
He said, shit, I was smoking one night. I got creative.
He was like, I was high. And that's just what I came up with. I was like, that is one of the most legendary. You know who else is good high? Amanda.
Oh, yeah. Amanda
Doherty. Productive gentleman. She be generous, too, talking about who need a flyer. I'm like...
Shout out to Kadeem too with Chronic Laughs.
Yeah, man.
Speaking of high.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I get high. Man, damn. I get high, then I'm up. Okay.
Clearly, this honey jacket set there for the both of us.
Yeah.
It's going to make for an extraordinary chapter 49.
I don't even know how far we into this bitch either, but, you know, we got a little ways to go.
We rolling.
Yeah, we rolling. But y'all check out Jokey Okey. Both shows, the Wednesdays after work. All three shows. Let's start there. Just all three shows. Here's the schedule. Wednesdays after work is every Wednesday. Women Crush Wednesdays and Jokey Okey on the same Wednesday, but every other Wednesday. Aside from my man's Wednesday Night Lights, and not really hit. You know,
we gonna
Kadeem again.
Yeah, it's gonna be Kadeem.
That's Kadeem and the ladies.
Kadeem and the ladies.
So they combine.
Will be taking over Wednesday Night Lights officially. I'm gonna step to the side a little bit and help my man's over here.
Hey,
and TJ gonna blaze the city. That's the plan.
Hey, that's the plan.
That's the plan. TJ gonna blaze the city.
TJ been blazing the city. Mm-hmm. Be honest with you. You know what I mean? Like, if we being honest, he been fucking it up.
Yeah,
motherfucker still talking about his CG set.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was at what show was I at? This Sunday, Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, man, your boy TJ.
Hey, let me tell you, I was there. I was in the crowd. I was a witness.
You was a witness.
That CG set?
Fine.
Yeah. And I
was, you know what it was? It was Alan Ford saw me at Zany's Rosemont. He the one stopped me.
Yeah. Alan performed on that CG.
Mm-hmm.
He was on that lineup.
Mm-hmm.
That CG set, man.
Fire, ain't it?
My favorite set from TJ is what's on Laughter Is Good for the Soul.
I was about to say, because that's 16 minutes straight.
Yeah, Laughter Is Good for the Soul, that last track, TJ's track. That was my favorite set from that CG set.
Number two.
Boy.
It's right there.
It's neck and neck.
Yeah. Wow.
It's neck and neck. His good vibe set.
Yeah.
From this last.
Yeah. Yeah. He had a different. You know what it is? You know what it is? TJ sick of y'all motherfuckers. That's what it is. That's what it is. TJ sick of y'all. Don't know.
He tired, boss.
He tired of this shit. And I told him, I was like, it was good. You know, TJ, he'll kill the shit and then ask you if he did good.
Yeah.
Like nigga, what nigga? Stop. On, you know, stop. Just go flex if you go flex. Don't do me. You know, don't do me. I'm grown. You know what I'm saying? Like, but he asked me, he was like, was it good? I was like, it was great. You want to know why? Because you didn't give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that was after his set at our first, the Ford show. And he asked me, he was like, "Boy, was it good?" And I was like, "Man, you didn't give a damn about you, because we're not gonna talk about all the drama that's been going on since we've been gone. We ain't gonna do that. But you know, that shit weighs on us over here at Be Positive Productions. And the way we take it out is we just perform. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day, motherfuckers say whatever they want to say about me and how I do my thing, but niggas on this team are straight hitters. We perform. You put and I say this, man, you get any five. You know, we got a bunch of us too. I'm including Lou and the DJs.
Oh. You know?
You say, wait a minute. You know?
I'm going to choke to these nuts.
Pause.
Bruh.
All right, bruh. Yeah.
Bruh.
Bruh. But no, in all seriousness, man, look, that definitely includes Ryan Campbell. You know, give us five. Hey, Ryan had one of the best sets at that Rock a Block show out in Indiana. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something. My man had four applause breaks.
Oh.
I'm not even kidding. I mean, it was, and the only reason I know it was four is because after the fucking second one, third one, I start keeping count.
Let me tell you something, man.
Talk to the people.
There's a set of, I go back 4 years ago, mm-hmm. five, roughly, yeah. when you first got on set.
Yeah, yeah, it'd be 5 years.
And I wasn't like heavily involved then, but it was you. I ain't gonna say the other names, because they really don't matter. Yeah, I'm switching. but it was a set of veteran comics mm-hmm. that you guys were like, man, like, you know, we get to them. Mm-hmm. And we would always say, like, man, this with you and the other people, this they gonna let these new ones slip up, sneak mm-hmm. up on them. Mm-hmm. And
we gonna catch your ass.
Ryan, there's a little white boy name, little white boys, the double men twins.
Oh, Zach and Josh?
Zach and Josh?
Yeah.
Okay, we put Orchata up there.
Yeah, yeah. You better be on your game.
Better be on your toes.
Be on your square. Better
be on your toes. Yeah. Be on your toes because them boys will give it to you any given night.
And that's not even no bias thing because no. our friends and shit like that. Mm-hmm. No, man, look, we done seen enough comics. Mm-hmm. And we done seen enough comedy over the last 5 years. I mean. We ain't gotta run out of resume, but you know, we out in these streets, we seen the shit.
Yeah.
You know, shit. Yeah. Sarah got a perspective. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know, so, and that's just being honest, man. Like,
I got to the point where I don't be drinking shows no more. No. I tried not to drink at shows no more. Because you know
why?
Because I want to watch.
You want to watch. You want to pay attention.
If you make me laugh sober?
Yeah, yeah. It's
you got
over.
It, baby.
Yeah, it's over. It's over. Yeah. Hey, you know what's crazy is I don't even drink a lot now at shows. You know what I mean? You know why I don't drink a lot? Because I'm watching my back now, niggas. Niggas out here trying to get me.
I think it's a different mindset mm-hmm. because when I used to go out and like see you a lot, and when we first kind of met TJ and hanging with Rami and Eunice, I used to be like, man, I want to enjoy myself. You know what I mean? But I think when we kind of made the switch to like producing shows.
Yeah.
It was a little different for me. So I'm like, man, I can't have a drink.
Yeah.
But I want to be scouting at the same time and be on my toes.
Right.
You know, because you want to, as somebody that's booking, you don't want your opinion. I won't say your opinion because my opinion really don't matter. Mm-hmm. But you don't want
it matters. I would say that, bro.
I would say you don't want that to be swayed right. by alcohol. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you want the real. You know
you
what
want the
saying?
Authentic.
Yeah. Yeah,
raw.
I want to authentically laugh. I want to be able to see like you deliver a punchline, and I'm like, damn! Like right. I want to see that story like unfold that you're telling on stage, and I'm like, okay, this person got it. Like you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So that's for me, and I think for you, it's twinkled over to, all right, look, I'm not a businessman, but I'm a businessman.
Yeah, that's you know what I'm saying.
so now it's like. You know, I can enjoy myself, mm-hmm. but I need to enjoy myself. I enjoy myself at the after party.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I enjoy myself with my people
when
we running our own show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we don't already locked in the talent. Like, we at that point. You know what I mean? But
100%
when
agree.
You out like that, you like, I don't need to drink because I'm business right now. Because I'm actually scouting.
I'm scouting. You look at scouting. Man, look, and that's a good segue to what I was thinking in my head because you reminded me of something. There's a lot of talented people out here in the city, man. And one thing that I kind of miss, and Monday nights and my buddies are opening back up. Not saying I'm running anything in Monday. I'm not committing to nothing right now because we got other things we might commit to. But I miss the open mic scene in a sense of you really get some good people. You know what I'm saying? Like you get some. There's so many funny ass people out in this city out of the pandemic that. I would know. I mean, my ass is too overwhelmed. I'm doing other things now. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing other things. So I don't see. So Jokey Okey, I leave Wednesdays after work. I come straight over to my buddies so I can see Jokey Okey. Hey, yeah, it's a good time. It's a great time. But, man, I'm looking at the people. You know, I stay there. This last one, I was just too tired, man. I was just too tired, so I left early. I had a lot of shit going on early in the day. But the other two or three I've been to, I stayed to the end. You know, that shit didn't end until like 12, 30, 1 o'clock, but I stayed to the end because, like, for me, that vibe, I don't know, I really do like that vibe of sitting there and seeing, just laughing, mm-hmm. comics, you know, working their material and, mm-hmm. and going up and having fun, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like that. I miss that a lot, and there's so many funny people in the city, regardless of, you know, the climate or whatever we got going on and shit like that. Man, comics out there in the city, if y'all take my word for whatever it's worth, man, keep on going, man. Like, it's a beautiful thing. We looking here, Be Positive Production. Our motto ain't changed. We trying to put people on. We can all eat.
Always paying attention to people that's making noise. And, I think one thing, too, that people don't realize is that, and I'll give Blake some credit.
Mm-hmm.
Blake Burkhart, that's his last name.
Mm-hmm.
I give him some credit because he got a good open mic going on at Comedy Bar Monday nights, if I'm not mistaken. But one thing people don't realize is that you could turn your open mic into a show.
Into a show, man. Like,
yeah, it could be a show.
It could be a show.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And another thing that I want to say to comics from Brand Lou Management.
Brand Lou.
You're testing out new material, don't be a, bring your A game.
Man, look.
You know what I mean? Bring your A game at all times.
Let me tell you.
Because I think... Kales said this.
Mm-hmm.
If you out here, you know what I'm saying, and you want to be a comedian,
mm-hmm.
you should be trying to be the comedian.
You don't take no L's.
Yeah, don't take no L's.
No prisoners.
It don't matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? Bring your A game. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And whether it be open mic, whether it be showcase, bring your A game. Bring your A, because that performance is a representation of you. You never know who's sitting in the crowd. You never know who's watching.
Man.
So, even if you like, okay, I'm going to the open mic, I'm going to test some new material. Mm-hmm. Slide some of your hitters in there, too, cause that you know going to hit.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it That's could be somebody there that notices you. There could be audience members that want to follow you and be a fan. That, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of different factors, but I don't know. And for me, it's like producing shows, it's starting to, I'm like, man, like I wish some of these people would just take it more serious. You know what I mean?
The
like,
prime example of that was this past Saturday Night Lights, which, by the way, is another show we have, and it's going fantastically. Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
Shout out to VA. He watching.
Man. Hey, VA watching? Look, I'm going to tell you. Everybody that performed this past one, because this is my first time in a month being back there. You know, I was on vacation and shit like that. TJ took over one of the shows for me. When I tell you, I was like, I think I was more... like impressed by how serious the artist took it. You know what I'm saying? And Danielle Durbin, man. I didn't see. Head Richards was on there, man. He led off the show, man. Did his thing, man. Shout out to him, man. I know we've been talking all, you know, weekend since then, talking about how good it was and how he felt good about it.
His name Head Richards.
Yeah, boy, and Kev Rockin' gonna play. I was getting some head, after he ain't shit for that. he ain't shit. But shout out Kev Rockin'. You know, Danielle Durbin, she came. Man, look, I love comics that I haven't really seen. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's been a while. And let me tell you, y'all better watch out for Danielle Durbin, man. Y'all, VA?
I know it's serious. I tell y'all how I know it's serious. Okay, when D at a show. All right? When D texts me how somebody do it at a show, he like, nigga. And I'm like, what? Like, he always said, it's always that. He prefaced the text, the start of the conversation with a nigga.
Yeah.
And I'm either sending eyes or I'm sending ears.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he going to, man, they went crazy.
Crazy.
This person, blah, 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 blah. And boy.
Yeah.
He's the whole show. He like, man.
Man.
I'm like, boy.
I mean,
let's get it.
Bro, we had some moments during that show where I think after every comic, we had moments during that show where we just scream laughing.
Mm.
I mean, like, scream. I'm bent over laughing. You know what I'm saying? like that shit. Like, that, man, dude, that's one of them shows that I'm not going to forget. And there's other shows. The Black History Month show this year, I'm not going to forget that one. That was a motherfucking heater. There's been a few other shows I'm just not going to forget. This is one of them. This was one of them. Just fantastic, man. Just fantastic.
I mean, so, Chicago got some of the most talented people.
Yeah.
In the world.
Mm-hmm. In the world.
In the world.
Man.
Like I said, it's just up to you, to those guys, to take it serious, man.
Yeah.
Brand yourselves.
Yeah.
Put yourselves out there. Promote yourselves. As a producer of a show, I cannot stress how disappointed I be sometimes in comics when they do not promote themselves. Listen.
And let me tell you.
We got a bunch of shows. Mm-hmm. And we said it the other day. We know it can be redundant.
Yeah.
We know it could probably be annoying sometimes.
Right.
Because it's sometimes where we got 3-4 shows a week.
Yeah. Three, four shows. We gotta plug all that shit.
And we gotta plug it all. You know what I mean? But at the same time too, you don't do the thinking for the people that want to support you. Don't do the thinking for them.
Yeah, don't pay out of your own pocket.
Don't do that. Let them decide what they're going to come to. Let them decide what they want to support with. You know what I'm saying? It may not be the 3 or 4 shows that you produce in a week or that you on a week. They may not come to all 3 of them, but they may come to one. But if you don't share that one and let them know what's up, they'll never know about it. And then you'll hear, oh, man, like, why you ain't tell me?
And let me tell you something. When it comes to Beep Hollow Production, I don't want to hear shit about y'all. We spam y'all. Nigga, we pay taxes. We are LLC. Y'all going to have to get these posts.
We got to. You're going to have to get all the posts.
We got a job to do for real. So
ads, all of that.
All that shit. I'm sorry.
It is what it is.
You better get used to that mute button if that's your case.
It is what it is.
I want to transition. We got a new feature. A new feature I want to debut here. We got a new feature we're gonna debut here. And for the people that's listening, obviously you're listening, you ain't gonna take part in this. Watch us live Tuesdays 8 p.m. Central Standard Time is when we do this. But for the people that's watching us right now, this technology we have this new feature now. We can actually make phone calls. And if you see on the bottom of the screen right there, in the red banner, we got a phone number that you can call and be on. I'm going to start out with a fun topic, man. Loki. I want to talk about Marvel.
Did they say it's Tuesday?
It's Tuesday. Tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
Come on Wednesdays.
Yeah, come out Wednesday. Okay. Yep, Wednesdays at 2 o'clock Central Time.
Okay.
In the morning.
All right.
Well,
I'm caught up.
You caught up?
Freshman. Me and my wife's freshman.
And look, it's been a whole 6 days. I don't want to hear nobody talk about Daria spoiling some shit. The Infinity Stones was in the motherfucker. Loki is trying to find himself. All this, I'm about to spoil all this shit.
Did you see how he said, oh, we just use these as paperweights?
Paperweights. Because they're the time variance story. They don't give a damn about them damn. What you think? I think Loki is probably about to be the best one. Because this motherfucker is going through time. And that's the multiverse.
Yeah, and there's so much potential for the story to unfold. And if, especially if he's going through time, we got the potential to see so much.
Mm-hmm.
That happened, yep. that we didn't see all of that stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm super excited about it. I think this is gonna be the best one. The Falcon Winter Soldier, that was fire. Mm-hmm. That was absolute fire. Of course, we know WandaVision.
That was for the culture.
Yeah, that was for the culture. That was more for culture, man. Isaiah Bradley, shout out to him, man. We recognize you, bro. We don't need no statue. You right here. You know what I'm saying? We're right here. If y'all want to chime in, what is something that y'all got going on right now that y'all watching, y'all playing, y'all doing right now?
Just life in general.
Your life in general. Talk
something
to us.
Something that you enjoy.
Yeah, something that you enjoy. Talk to us right now if you want to. The phone lines are open.
Oh, hey. Be like, who is this on the birthday line?
Hey, we open right now. So if you got something that you want to say, go ahead and say it. Give us a call. The phone is right here. We're going to continue talking.
Let me tell you something. My nigga ain't spend all this money on this technology.
Y'all better use this shit. I promise you that.
Somebody to not call in.
I'm about to be on a Rhodes website talking
call
about look.
Call in, please. Please.
Best Buy, hey, take this shit back. I'm within my 45. For fuck real? You mean. Fuck you mean. I send it back with
45.
Shit, you that ain't
you
enough.
You got this from Best Buy?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I got it from Best
even
Buy.
Even better.
Yeah. Yeah,
babe. I hope you. I know you watching.
Yeah, man. Look, the shipping didn't even take long.
Okay,
Mo, come on. Let my man's free.
Give us this free.
give us free.
She ain't never seen Amistad.
Oh, she.
I guarantee it.
Yeah, she. I mean, Amistad is. That's.
She don't even know.
That's a tough sit.
You don't believe what fat meat greasy mean. Your mama said it to you?
Oh, of course. Come on now. You know.
Yeah. She's like, oh, you don't think fat meat greasy.
Fat don't tickle. That was the one that got me. I was like, you try to tickle your motherfucker. You'd be like, yeah, damn, this shit really don't.
I can't even feel it.
You can't even feel it. What kind of shit is this? Black people be having some weird euphemisms and shit like that. Like, what the
hell? Like, so, oh, you don't believe Fat Meat Greasy.
Weird and ass thing.
Like, if you do something wrong, your mama said you don't believe Fat Meat Greasy. Basically mean like, you don't think I won't beat your
ass. Right. That's what it is. That's
you don't think I won't beat your
you
ass.
You think I'm a punk? You think I'm about to punk out?
You know what I'm saying? You don't think that nothing gonna happen to you because of that.
Yeah, right. Oh, right. Okay, back.
That's what.
Hey, that's the original. See and find out. Mm-hmm. Fuck around, exactly. Find out. Fuck around and find out.
That's what that is. That is. You don't believe Fat Meat Greasy. That's fuck around and find out.
Fuck around,
that's
find out.
That's exactly what that is.
We gotta. We do got a call right now. Let's get it.
Oh, I know who that. I know that number.
You know that number?
Yeah. Accept.
Press 1. Hey, let's. We're gonna accept. Press 1. We got the jail phone, y'all. Welcome to the Be Positive Productions podcast, Chicago Stories.
Hey, babe.
You on?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
I'm watching you.
Hi. Oh, she watching it.
I'm watching you on the screen. Yeah, it's like lagging, so I'm like watching you, but I'm hearing voices.
Oh, how she still roast us? How she still roast us?
Hey, what you doing, girl? It's your fine self.
I'm so happy to see you guys back on my screen.
It's good to be back. Thank you, Mo. We appreciate it.
Oh my God! I'm so happy you got Darian
with
some decent audio.
Okay,
oh. Talk about it. Let's hang up. No, hey, tell hey Mo, talk to us about what is it like living with Darian?
Oh shit.
So Darian has this thing where he only wears things once. Laundry piles up.
Okay, like, Hugh Hefner.
It looks like we live with five people. How much our laundry piles up in a week?
Wow. Hey, so Darren, you only went through one draw? One draw. Well, I mean,
you
most people
went draws twice.
Yeah, I was about to say, that's the wrong listen, wrong thing.
I wear my jeans.
My bad. That was on
my
me.
My jeans. I wear maybe 2-3 times before I wash them. My shirts, all my shirts, I only wear once.
You only wear a shirt? Yeah, I guess me too.
I only wear my shirt.
Yeah, 50 million, you know, most of them is Be Positive Productions. I know Mo, you be hooking up with the shirts though. Y'all get at Mo where, no, this is Be Positive thing. We gonna get at Mo for our shirts. But I know Mo keep you lazy. What's new coming out, Mo? What you got coming out on the Monique front?
Made by Monique. A collaboration with TJ coming out soon. Oh, we saw that. That's fun. I just got his new logo is super dope.
Who made that logo? Did you make it or did?
No, I didn't make it. Okay. I'm putting on a shirt, but I didn't make it. So whoever made it is pretty good.
Yeah, that shit fire. If y'all, man, look.
Dolo line.
The Dolo. Let me tell you, that's a fire ass line. And, man, I already told TJ I want two. So Mo, I'm telling you, like I want two.
Rami had to put in the order himself.
Really?
Yeah. And TJ didn't know.
Wow.
TJ always just making shit.
I mean, well, if Mo making them, Mo, we coming right to you. You know,
I mean, I have to run it across TJ, but for the most part, yeah. Like, let me know. I have to let TJ know who's buying his stuff.
I mean, TJ is under Be Positive Productions. We ain't got to run shit, but not swear.
And then I also have some things hopefully coming out soon. I've been doing little things in my head that I kind of want to put out. I'm usually doing custom work, but I kind of want to have some set things that people can just order whenever they want. So it's a little bit nicer and easier and stuff. And of course I can still customize it. And then I'm hoping to buy an iPad soon. Cough, Darian.
Hey, oh my God. That's also a Best Buy. That's also a Best Buy, Darian.
And that's also a Best Buy. So, you know. So once I get an iPad, man, it's on and popping.
She made some glasses. We'll that's in our what's it called, babe?
Make glasses.
She got
like what's the glasses called, or where our
well, I call them Sex on the Beach. So she got these glasses that she made. So she just got some regular glasses and put them in the china cabinet. But it basically looked like this.
Okay,
but it's like they're taller and it's like a naked lady on the glass.
Oh,
and I call the glasses Sex on the Beach. And I told her.
Oh, okay, that's a good one.
But they dope.
That's a good one.
Yeah, they dope.
Let me just put my order in live. Let me just get one of those.
Be like a minimalist look.
Minimalist. Well, I don't make the girl minimalism. Give us some hips and shit. give us some get curves.
Minimal,
you know,
thick dicks.
Yeah. I want to taste the rainbow. Give shit.
Some BBW glasses. Yeah.
Some BBW glasses. that's a good one. Where's my goddamn air horn? Oh, that's a good one. Man, Mo, what's the, you say you got some things coming out. What's one thing that you, if you want to share with us, if you can, what you excited about? Give us a sneak peek into what's made by Monique coming out right now.
So I'm actually going to have like something related to people's pets coming out. So I'm like obviously a dog mom and people go crazy for their animals. Yep. So I'm going to do things related to dogs and cats, like personalize on people's shirts and hoodies and everything, like their actual dog or cat like imprint on the shirt.
I'm going to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain too.
Okay, talk to us.
She want to make candles, her own candles.
You making candles?
She wants to.
What's going on here? Yeah. Shit. That's a lot of white.
There's a lot of what I want to do. I just need to, now we have a house, so I'm just trying to get like.
Oh, that's, you need to fill the space.
Organize a little bit.
She got She got that Best Buy mentality. Every square inch got to have a sale going on. Some shit.
I just like, I have so many things in my head, but I have to finish projects before I start projects. Otherwise, I will always feel like everything's unorganized. Mm. So I want to get to the candles, but to go with the Sex on the Beach cups that hopefully I'm having coming out soon, I want to do like a candle that's in the body of a woman, you know, and there's like thicker women, slimmer women, and it's an actual figurine of like a candle. So hopefully I can do that soon, but we'll see what happens.
You taking models? Shit, give me one that looks shaped like Sarah. Shit.
Oh my god!
So I can let it burn.
Wow! All right, I'm gonna hang up.
Mo, thanks for joining and calling in. We appreciate you. This has been fun.
Bye, my love.
Yes. Bye. See you later. See you at home. Yes. Don't keep him too long.
I won't. He's working right now, so this is. Mm-hmm. She said, bye. That was Mo, made by Monique.
Hey, first live caller.
First live caller. Look, woo! You see? This is revolutionary here.
No.
It's not really revolutionary, but it's different. You know, we'd first one do it? Anyway, whatever. We're doing it. That's all that matters.
Somebody else better call, goddammit.
Well, look, you know, if they don't, Verizon don't give a damn. they don't give a damn. This bill coming whether I want to or not. What we can do is we can segue to our... you know what we typically end the show at. We've been going for a little while here. We'll give the people a break. We'll be back next week. But honey roast time, y'all. So if y'all know us with the honey roast, you know what time it is with the honey roast. Let's Darian, you want to go ahead and explain to him what a honey roast is?
All right. So check it. Honey roast. It's basically the opposite of what you used to do in school. Okay. Used to be at the lunch table and you'd be like, boy, yo dirty ass, yo ugly ass, your shoes ugly as hell, boy.
Big head ass.
Yeah, that's roasting. Okay. Mm-hmm. So what we do over here at Be Positive Production is we honey roast.
Yeah.
So honey roast is saying something positive about somebody that's not on the pod. They have supported you, encouraged you, motivated you, inspired you, whatever it may be. So that's what we call a honey roast.
The hood going off back there in the background.
Go crazy.
Yeah.
Let's go.
You know what? I'm gonna kick off the honey roast. Me and you, and obviously y'all, you see the number is on the screen below. If you want to honey roast anybody right now,
call in.
What this segment is. Go ahead, honey roast them. But my honey roast is gonna be to. As crazy as it is, Chicago comedy right now. We coming back strong. The open mic and my buddies, from what I've seen, I'm sorry, it's not anywhere else I haven't been. But if that's a microcosm of what's going on, I would say Chicago comedy is in a good place, man. It's in a good spot for the next, you know, half year we got going on. So shout out to Chicago comedy for being dope, for putting in the work, and man, bringing us back, man, bringing us back to full strength, man. What you got?
I ain't gonna lie to you, I'm a little disappointed.
Why?
Because I feel like we in there early.
We can keep on going. Damn, why the music stop at the same time?
That ain't no way to stop. Yeah, right. I feel like we in there early.
Okay, well. I mean, we want to rewind it.
Look at you. You're like, I don't know, D. I want to go to sleep.
No. You said it's Jack hidden.
I feel like we in there.
Okay, we can keep on going.
We ain't talked about COVID.
Okay,
we don't bounce back from that.
Okay, let me turn.
I mean, I could give my off. Honey roast. Yeah, let's turn it, man. Come on, man. Let's keep going, man. It's like what? We don't went longer than this before. Hey. People can stand around for another.
You know 20, what? You're right.
Minutes or something.
Yeah, you know what is right.
We having a good time.
It's only 9:00.
I don't get to spend a lot of time with you,
my man. Face to face. Let's talk.
You live off 99,000 minutes away. You know what I'm saying? So I enjoy my time with you.
Yeah, let's get it. Let's get it. My man. You know what I'm saying?
We here. Fuck that. We here. That. This is almost like when the radio station launched. We took as much time as we needed.
That's right. I don't know why I'm tweeting. Shit,
if people ain't watching, then they gonna listen.
That's a fact.
You can find us on Apple.
The audio Spotify, good. They can't say shit about Stitcher, it now.
Radio Republic.
Go ahead. Without the menu. Okay?
All that shit.
All right. All that shit. Sum it up. Wrap this bitch up. You know. Nah,
hey, we still going. We here, man. We have.
You did
time.
Speak about COVID though. You brought up COVID and you brought up Chicago came back from the pandemic. We fully 100% open phase 5 this past weekend. Again, I don't.
Wait, I know you vaccinated.
Oh yeah, I'm 50% vaccinated.
Well, you there?
Yeah, I'm there. I got what? Next week is my second dose.
How'd you feel like the effect? You know what? You kept your vaccinations under wraps.
Yeah, man.
I feel like all of us were like, oh yeah, we got vaccinated. That first dose, I was decent. That second dose kicked my ass. Mm. And then you was like, oh yeah, I got my second dose. So then I was like,
I mean, look, you know me and sickness and shit. I don't get sick. So
It didn't even faze me.
It didn't faze me at all.
No.
Hey, I didn't feel nothing. And like, shout out to our boy Rami, but my man's arm was like dead.
Rami was like,
he was slumped. Rami was slumped. Shout out, Rami just had 5 shows at Zany's this past weekend too. Shout out to him for being a weekend spot.
Yeah,
at Zany's.
Crazy.
Shit, I heard that. Calvin gave him props, man. So that's all I care about, man. My man getting the shine, but my man was hurting.
Yeah,
he was hurting.
He performed the whole show with one arm.
Yeah. And he made a funny joke about it though.
Yeah, he almost looked like Mel Gibson in Lethal Weapon. You know, Mel Gibson.
It. Yes, I do. That's what he was like the whole time.
Yeah. The first one. Did you get sleepy, tired?
At all? I didn't get nothing, dude. We went out. Matter of fact, we went out and had a day. You know what I mean? Like with it. I mean, even Sarah wasn't. She took that like a champ.
The first one I got. The first one I always say I'm a little skeptical about because I don't know if it made me tired or not, or if I just went home and took my regular nap.
Yeah, right. That's the schedule program.
My regular nap. I feel like I just went home and took a regular nap and I was good, you know? The second one
Hit different. Yeah.
And I wasn't sick, never got sick, and neither one of us ever caught COVID.
Yeah, we don't get sick.
Yeah, we didn't catch COVID. I think we both said this. Neither one of us caught a cold.
No.
During the whole year.
No.
At all.
Good.
So when I got the second shot, I went home. I was straight. And then I actually went to work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
And by like 11 o'clock.
She hit different.
Yeah, I was like, ooh.
And that was the second dose.
Yeah. I was like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
I'm tired. Oh, yeah. So I waited till 2. I think I waited till 3. I went home at 3 o'clock. Yeah. So I was supposed to get off at like 5.
Yeah.
I went home a little early. And then I slept for like 5 hours. Woke up. Like 2 and then went back to sleep for the whole day. And then by the next day, I was good.
That did.
But it just, the second dose, I was just tired.
So if I get tired, the worst part about the second dose, it's on the day we going out to Top Golf, right?
Y'all probably going. I don't know if I'm going.
Oh, okay.
I still got to figure out work.
Oh, yeah. I still got to work.
I take things one at a time.
Yeah,
He was like, when we coming back, I was like, okay, I got to figure out Tuesday first.
Yeah.
This takes priority. So I figure out.
What do they say? How do you bite an elephant? One bite at a time. Okay.
But yes, the 25th, we probably be at Top Golf. So that's the day y'all get y'all second.
We get our second dose that day.
Oh, y'all are gonna make it.
Shit, watch. That's a challenge. Hey, look.
I don't even know why I said that. You gonna be drinking at Top Golf and you'll be like, damn, I'm sad to say, but I'm here.
I'm here. You can't put my ass down. Nope. No, hell no.
I think Mo, she got the second one. Nigga.
Uh-oh. Mo gonna have to call back. So
I wake up, right? Camry we got Camry that night.
Mm-hmm.
So I usually put Camry in his room.
Yeah.
He goes to sleep. In the middle of the night, of course, like every kid.
Yeah.
Just he comes to the
randomly
room.
Randomly wake up.
Yeah, randomly wake up, come to the room, crawl on the bed. So he crawl on the bed. It's like 2-3 in the morning, usual time to crawl in the bed. He get in the bed, So I'm like, okay, typical regular schedule program.
Yeah.
Fall asleep. Motherfucker keep tossing and turning in the bed. Turn over, I'm like, it's more big ass. it ain't Camry little ass, it's more big ass. So she tossing and turning. Hey Joe, I swear to God, 40 minutes.
Just back and forth.
Yeah, and I'm like, man, you good? That's what I said. Just like that. I say, man, you good?
Yeah.
She said, I got the shakes. I'm so hot. I'm cold. Da-da-da. I get up, get some medicine. She had the shakes and everything.
Well, can you take body medicine? Chills. That's what the second. Yeah, so you can take medicine with the
medicine a little bit. I think it's Tylenol. You're not supposed to take ibuprofen or one of the two.
One of they always say you can't take one. It's probably Tylenol. Tylenol be putting your ass back for sometimes.
Man, look,
the ibuprofen hit. But the Tylenol make your ass just.
You ever had Tylenol PM cold and flu?
Yeah, that shit knock your ass out. That's a tranquilizer.
An elephant tranquilizer. That's an animal tranquilizer.
Yeah, that motherfucker would put you back,
Lord
bro.
Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
But yeah, she got the shakes and body aches a little bit during the course of the night.
Yeah.
When she got her second one, so.
Yeah. Knock on some wood, man. I hope it all goes well for me. I got a busy weekend that week. You know what I mean? Like, so next weekend is a busy weekend. Hell, shit. We come out of, we got, good vibes. You know, Zanies, good vibes. We going out to kick it. And then Saturday, I got some shit going on Saturday, too. So, man, I hope that shit don't hit. Man, look.
You'll be all right. Hey. You built to last.
Yeah.
You
know what I'm saying? I mean,
you built to last. I say you, you don't really get sick.
No, I don't get sick.
Yeah, I don't think neither one of us really get sick like that.
No.
To be honest.
Nah, no, we don't get sick, man. What you think about the weekend? We know we you're right. We do need to go a little bit longer because we ain't even talking about me and my girls podcast. But y'all just because I'm about to talk about the weekend. So Chicago opened back up, y'all. If y'all don't know, man, if you're listening out there, Chicago opened back up to full strength. Phase 5, bars and things like that can do. There's still a little bit of restrictions. I guess the ownership is on the establishment now, but and actually, like, I guess public, like, health places, certain places still gotta wear masks. For the most part, I think like 90% of the city is back to normal. And let me tell you,
so they letting people in without masks,
my man,
despite if you're not vaccinated,
yeah,
for real,
yeah, yeah. I mean,
I didn't know that
it's free game out there.
Oh, I thought it was, the mask rules still apply, but capacity, 6 feet, all of that was gone.
It's free game.
Oh yeah, I ain't coming out here to do shit.
Man, the city is lit. Let me tell you. I mean, it is back. People in people's faces. You know, it cramped up. We saw lines to get in certain places, and I'm talking about tight spaces.
Oh no,
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's like,
not yet, not for me.
Yeah, I mean, for me, you know, I don't care, but like, I guess for the overall public, you know what I'm saying? It's a, you know, you kind of put others before yourself. That's the mentality going on here. But, man, look, Chicago came. Chicago said, what fucking pandemic? This shit is over.
Bro, they, like.
It's thick out here. It's a wrap.
I mean, we still wear our masks at work.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
Hell look, yeah. And I'm probably still going to wear. Even when they tell us we can not wear our masks if we
fully vaccinated, wear?
I'm still going to wear it. I'm probably still going to wear it.
I'm not wearing that shit. I promise you, I'm done with that shit.
I don't got used to it.
You did?
Yeah, I don't got
used to it. I'm only good in the wintertime. Like, I feel like that's a new scarf. Niggas need to make a fleece one. You know what I mean? Like, in the wintertime.
It did keep your face warm.
It kept your face warm. You know what I'm saying? Kept you know what I mean? Like, but, you know, summertime, it's too hot for that shit. I ain't wearing that shit.
Well, I had AC on blast.
Oh, see, yeah. Job, yeah, I can't.
So I can stand it.
I can't do it. I can't do the mask no more. I'm halfway to vaccination. Did you know, though? Did y'all know Chicago's positivity rate is under 1%.
Oh, well, that's huge. Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, we under 1%. So a lot of people, I guess, a lot of people that's probably nervous and like scared and shit like that, you can be at ease a little bit, you know, hearing that number. Because I heard it last week when we took it was 2%. And to me, that's where you want to be at.
Still good.
You want to be at, yeah. But like Sarah just saw today that is at that is under 1%.
I still don't trust some of these motherfuckers.
I mean, I don't trust the test. I never did in the first place. I don't trust the test.
No, still, you know, don't trust the shit.
But so, I mean, you right. I mean, I mean, look, because we don't know. You know, they talk about new strands. They talk about all this shit that's going on, man. I don't know, man. It's just
I don't know, man. It's just sometimes I'm kind of like, all right, man. Look,
too many questions.
Yeah, too many questions. Not enough answers.
Yeah.
Not of answers.
Right.
Niggas don't know. I don't know. We need to do further research.
They talking about they going to do more deeper research about what's been going over in China and shit. It's like, okay.
Look, Nick, find out. That's what y'all get paid to do. Right. If I didn't do my goddamn job, it'd be consequences and repercussions. And that's where I feel like there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
Because I don't feel like somebody is doing their job well enough
to
find out what the fuck is really going on.
Right. What's going on? Give us some information, some valuable shit, man.
Yes, I agree.
Yeah.
But speaking of Chicago, since we I'm the segue king.
There
on
you
topics,
go. There you go.
Speaking of Chicago,
talk to him.
My man,
yes sir,
and chef.
Yeah,
I got a new podcast.
We do got a new podcast. 77
flavors.
Yeah, the 77 flavors of Chicago.
Yes, talk to me.
You know, we gonna talk to him. This is 77 flavors of Chicago, where we visit every 77. All 77 neighborhoods in Chicago. We try the food and we talk about the history and things like that. No, let me stop.
Put your boy's chestnut.
You hear me? You know?
I put my 77.
Yeah. This motherfucker sound like Herb Kent.
I'm about to say Herb Kent, the cool Jim.
This is Whispers in the Dark.
What's the dude's name on WGZ? They used to do the after Mike Love in the Dance.
I forgot.
Pleasure Pete. No, not him. What's his name? I forgot. Anybody that knows.
You sound like Donnie Simpson.
Yeah.
On BET.
Yeah. I do. Hey, love my voice. I can change my voice anytime I want to, y'all. Y'all don't understand what time it is. This is why Sarah fuck with me heavy. You know?
Oh, come on, man. All right, man. All
right. He's not.
It's time to go.
No, man. But check this out. Me and Sarah. I've been trying to get on her to get back on the and it's ownership on me too because I'm the producer of it. But like the Tamari Indy, get the page up and going because it was fantastic. It still is fantastic. We're gonna get back on it.
Oh yeah, she's been in the stories cooking too.
Yes, lately. So yeah. You see, it's coming back. It's coming back. But we've been talking about doing something together. You know what I mean? Like just collaborate. This is, you know me, this is by far my best relationship I've ever had. Man.
Oh yeah, 100%.
You know, a person that I could just vibe with, and it ain't no. You know, I feel good going out in public. You know what I'm saying? That sounds crazy to say, y'all, but like, you know, me and her got a good connection. And so we were like, we think we could do something together that would be dope. And we had a sketch planned out, like a whole series, like 6-10 episode series we were going to do, right? COVID shut that down. The second wave shut that down. We've been talking about a podcast, you know, maybe doing something. We bought this equipment, and I kid you not, I bought the equipment and we set it up. It was a Wednesday. It was last Wednesday. Setting the shit up. Me and Sarah both kind of like, wow, I'm putting the headphones on her. I'm plugging the shit in. We playing with it. Don't know what the hell we doing. We both at that time, we said we should do a podcast. And she said, we should do food. We should do in Chicago. And we were like, yeah, what are we going to do? I was like, yeah, we should go around. You know how you just keep on throwing shit at the wall and see what stick.
Yeah.
And so we came up with, let's go around all 77 neighborhoods of Chicago and eat. We were like, damn, that's fire. Then you start conceptualizing what you could do and what we came up with the title. We said 77 flavors of Chicago. That time frame of getting this equipment to that concept being coming to life was less than a day.
I'm going to tell you something, man. And I'll be completely honest with you. And when we come back to the honey roast, I'll be able to honey roast a few other people.
Yeah.
That I have these same thoughts about.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to chef, man, I always say chef because that's what I call her. Sarah, okay? When it comes to Sarah, man, I've always... First of all, there's nothing like a person that you're with that you know is there.
Yeah, and she there.
Yeah, there. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And one thing I can say about Sarah, I'll stop calling her chef to give her that respect.
Yeah.
As a friend. One thing I can say about Sarah, man, is that I've never seen anybody with you, and this is,
I guess,
it's real shit. I ain't gonna say the intro. You know what I'm saying? But it's real shit. I've never seen somebody with you that's there.
Mm-hmm.
And she there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And one thing I appreciate about Chef, man, is that she keep a smile on your face, bro.
Yes, she do.
She ain't stressing me out. This gonna be real shit right here. Okay, real shit. Real Chicago story.
Yeah.
I've never once, year and a half, y'all been together?
Yeah, year and a half. It'll be year and a half this.
Year and a half?
Yeah, this July.
And let me look in the camera, okay? Because I know Chef watching now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she there.
This man has never once complained about you to me. Mm. Not one time.
No.
Not one time.
I be complaining.
Has he not one time has he ever said anything negative about Sarah Nash. Not one time. Mm-mm. Not one time. Mm-mm. And to me, that lets me know. Like, go ahead. Give me another one. That lets me know that y'all got a good thing.
Yeah.
That lets me know y'all had a good thing. When you said, when I seen, because he didn't tell me nothing about 77 flavors, y'all. Not one goddamn thing. I saw it like everybody else. Yeah. I was like, what the fuck is this? And then I was like, what the fuck is this? And he was like, well, this is what we doing. And I'm like, okay. And my heart kind of got warm because I'm like, man, he got somebody with him outside of myself.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Let him know. Let him know.
Outside of myself, that's riding with him. You know what I'm saying? And that's going to do something with him and not. And I know Sarah is not going to fail you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because we've been there before.
Yeah, we've been there, unfortunately.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We've been there before. We don't have people come in, pretend they're something else, and then, you know, they end up being something else. We don't have people come in and say they all on board, and then they're not on board, and then we don't know why. Like, all that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But I can genuinely say, like, Sarah is here, and she down. You know what I'm saying?
Sarah.
And so that chef, that's my little honey roast to you. That's me appreciating you. And a pre honey roast.
I guess.
But I'm proud of y'all, man. I'm looking forward to the pod. I want to be a guest.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm trying to get on that. I put a comment on Instagram. I'm trying to
Hey.
I'm trying to go where y'all go and lick my fingers.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, look.
Because I know y'all gonna be in the esteem establishment.
Man, yeah. So check it out. Man, first of all, thank you for that, my brother.
Yes, love you for that.
Darian ain't lying about it, man. Like, everything you said, I share the sentiment. He know what time it is. Mm-hmm. But as far as podcast goes, man, the reception has been so good. We got probably in Sarah, she can correct me, but like 5 or 6 different people that's like, yo, I want to be on this. I want to be there. And shout out to Curtis from Land Factory. Shout out to Curtis. Curtis from Land Factory. Check it out. So we posted the flyer. I think it was maybe a minute, maybe 2 minutes after the flyer was up. I get a message from Curtis. He says, this is a dope idea. I want to be a part of it. He was the first person. I was like,
listen, man.
Whoa.
And this ain't no knock on nobody. Mm-hmm. Okay. I always keep it a buck because I don't give a fuck.
Yep.
Sorry, y'all. Like Sarah said, this is a family show.
Yeah.
But I always keep it a buck because I don't care. I always say, like, if when it comes to Be Positive Productions, I will be the voice of for things that we cannot say, everyone else cannot say, because they got to worry about being booked.
Yeah.
I don't. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I don't have to worry about being booked. You know? So what I am going to say about Curtis is that, man, shout out to Curtis because he has been one of the realest people that I have, and I'll speak for myself, that I have come across in Chicago comedy, man.
Consistent.
He's consistent. He's genuine. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? We bumped into Curtis at the United Center when we went to see the boys.
And it was cool. Play.
And it was all love. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was all love. So shout out to you, Curtis, man, for just being a genuine human being, being approachable, being
you.
Real. Being you.
Yeah,
being you. And being black, my nigga.
You know? Being, you know, thank God. Boy.
Yes.
Boy,
yes,
being black. Say man. That. Shit. My man is a good dude. And so it's ambitious. You know what I mean? The plan is to do it. The original plan was to do it every 2 weeks. And we're going out tomorrow to record number 2. Going to release that on next Monday.
So here's my question.
Yeah.
Once you guys hit 77 episodes, what happens?
We're going to keep on going. So we just going to keep going through the neighborhoods because each neighborhood got so much shit in it. You know, going through one time ain't enough. Mm-hmm. So we already have Curtis's episode, y'all, is going to be in Wrigleyville. And we've already done Lakeview.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Lakeview, Wrigleyville is in Lakeview. But we've done it already. So that's already going to be, quote-unquote, a repeat. But we can tailor it to the Wrigleyville area, you know?
I would love to see you guys take this thing on the road. And so it's an Illinois thing.
So Sarah is already on top of it.
Midwest thing.
Yeah.
That would be dope.
She talking about coast to coast.
Oh yeah, that would be fine.
Yeah. I mean, cause this team,
nigga, y'all go to Houston.
Yeah, you said it's a wrap. It's a wrap. Hey. You trying to travel? What you trying to do?
Man, you already know.
I know.
I'm down for the
I know.
Whatever.
I know.
But y'all go to Houston.
Finger looking good, huh?
Bruh. Houston, I've been to Houston at least 3 or 4 times.
Yeah.
Has never failed me when it comes to food.
You say that every time you come back from that. Because I see you, Carl, you and Carl.
Has never failed when it comes to
Y'all always be talking about the food be fire down there. Every time y'all come back.
Houston, listen, food trucks, restaurants, mm-hmm. breakfast, lunch, dinner. Houston is where it's at.
Yeah. Look, let me tell you, when we come to food, talk about us. Shout out to Series Table, the first restaurant that we kind of featured on the show. Series Table and Johnson's Ice Cream. Two fantastic places over in Lakeview East on Broadway, right down the street from Laugh Factory. Man, let me tell you, the food is good. The vibe was dope. It was the first time Chicago, Phase 5, first day Chicago was back open. Second day, we were back open. And the food did not. No, it was the first day. It was the first day that we were back open, and the food did not disappoint. Italian food, fantastic. I mean, great experience. We highly recommend Series Table. That's the name of Series Table with a C-E-R-E-S apostrophe table. Go ahead, follow them. Go check them out. Make sure you follow 77 Flavors of Chicago on Instagram, yes. Social media. 77 Flavors Shy on Instagram, and you can find us on Facebook and TikTok. We don't have a Twitter yet, but you can follow us.
Go crazy. Hey, I just want to remind everybody, you can call in. We're taking live calls right now. We probably be on for a little bit longer, but the number is 872-222-5662.
There you go. I make a good eyes, boy.
Yeah, I'm good up close. Far away.
Yeah, far away. It's sketchy.
So to transition, man, and like I said, the idea for the podcast is just fire, dude.
Right.
But I want to transition into your broken heart because the Lakers not in the playoffs.
Come on, man.
So I want to know what you think about that. We did not even talk about
that. Here's what I think about.
How you feel, man? And the all NBA teams got announced today, too. Yeah. And LeBron didn't make the first all NBA team. He was on the second, though.
That's because that injury, you know, took him out. And, you know, like, I honestly don't know why they do LeBron James, what you do, but like, we talk about the Lakers right now. Here's the thing: the Lakers did not have that little. I think they start feeling themselves too much because they were hot. They were the best team in the league. Top three in the league when the season was going. They got injured, quote unquote. LeBron James with his injury. In my opinion, that was I'm taking a break right now because we on cruise control.
Mm.
And we gonna be all right after, and then you see you start complaining about, no, I don't like the way this play and shit. Look, man, look, I'm gonna tell you, I'm a Lakers fan first. So anybody, don't get it twisted. LeBron James ain't make me a Lakers fan. Look, I've been a Lakers fan for the longest time in the world.
This is true.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I went out there to see the Lakers play the Bulls. I paid tickets. That was what the trip was about when I first went to LA. You know, not first, but when I went out to LA several years back. So y'all, look, I go back to the Eddie Jones days. Let's not do this, but
Nick Van Exel.
You know what I'm saying? Nick Van Exel. What's up, man?
I know Nick Van Exel's son.
Do you?
Yeah.
Get him on the podcast.
What's crazy? He locked up.
Oh, okay. Well, no, don't get him on the podcast.
It's crazy. He locked up, but
send him escaping odds. Shout out to my man Aaron.
I used to live in Texas in middle school with my grandma.
Yep.
And Nick Van Exel's son is my cousin's friend's son, basically.
Yeah.
And she's a good friend. The good friend. Really good friend.
Yep. I see it.
Yep. Okay.
Okay. niggas
like,
everywhere.
I'm just going to be quiet.
Yeah.
I ain't going to put that out there.
Mm-hmm.
But Nick Van Exel, I used to hoop with his son and everything.
Really?
Yeah. He's cool. I don't know what happened. That's not for this podcast.
Lakers wasn't winning.
Yeah, but anyway.
but no, my opinion is the Lakers took their foot off the gas. They can say it's injuries, and I think that's a trash thing. I'm not a fan of that. Being a fan of the Lakers, I think that's what happened. They're not gonna say that's what happened.
The problem is AD.
Yeah, you know what it is? He took a break because of an injury, and then all of a sudden the nigga got injured for real. That's what the fuck happened.
I don't think AD as a big man, he needs some better conditioning behind him, man.
Way better conditioning.
Work on his body. You know, in the summer. It's too much technology out here nowadays in 2021 for you to be that injured all the time.
This nigga been injured. He injured every freaking time, man. Look, say that again.
What?
Let's talk about AD real quick.
He trashes. Anthony No Clothes, oh, Street Clothes Davis, as Charles Barkley called him.
That shit trash.
Nah, come on, man. Hey, do that again.
That shit trash.
Y'all see it. Nah, we here. I can't talk, though, man.
Yeah, because you're Blazers.
The Blazers gone.
And the Nets are struggling right now.
And the Nets, yeah. James Harden playing tonight.
Yeah.
And I just look, he played 35 minutes, he got 3 points. So
what's the count?
I don't know. Milwaukee winning.
Damn. Yeah, you can tell. Yeah, you can tell when D Lou's team ain't winning.
I mean, they only up by what? Three. Yeah.
How much time left in the game?
It's 9 minutes left. So we got a shot. KD got 33. KD gonna have to go for like 50 for them to win this game.
And that's still not gonna be enough.
Kyrie hurt.
You know how many times Jordan them scored something?
I don't know, man. We're going to see. This is an interesting playoffs, man. Mm-hmm. It really is. It's very unpredictable.
Yeah.
I thought the Jazz was going to run through the Clippers. The Clippers done bounced back.
Going crazy.
The Suns.
Fuck the Clippers, first of all.
The Suns look formidable, my dude.
Yeah, the Suns going to win the chip. You heard it here first.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ooh. Suns win that chip. I'm sorry.
Ooh.
They got too much athleticism. Now, I'm not even going to talk about they got the skill. They got athleticism. They ain't got the size necessarily. You know what I'm saying? But they got athleticism. They got the energy.
I just like their team.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They play as a team.
They play as a team.
It's not a lot of ISO ball. Uh-uh. It's not a lot of one-on-one ball. Some nice book will give you 40, but book will give you 20, and Chris Paul will give you 20.
And they know how to distribute.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
It's
very interesting.
It's very... You know, I made a post about a week ago. I was like, what the fuck? Look, I done seen the season as the season goes, so I knew who the Suns were. But in my head, I'm like, I ain't see this coming.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't see this coming. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them, man. Like, they plan, you know, book first playoff series, being in the playoffs. Officially, I guess the bubble last year wasn't considered playoffs, and it's not considered the playoffs, but it's playoffs. But. You know, he's showing out. He's showing his worth. He's showing who he is. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm happy for him. Yeah. But how about those Cubbies, y'all? How about those Cubbies?
Going crazy. And all with all due respect and hate at the same time, the White Sox are going nuts too.
White Sox is, I said this last year. Remember I said this last year during the short season. I said they should be the most exciting team in baseball. It didn't happen for them last year. But they showing out this year, and you know that's all I'm gonna say about the Sox.
I would just say the Chicago showing.
Chicago. Both teams are in first place.
Yeah, and, we'll say that.
And unfortunately, the Cubs are losing right now. They lost again to the Mets. That's where the Mets got out of fucking number. Sometimes
It is what it is.
Yeah, fuck them. You ready to wrap it up, man?
Yeah, I think we're ready to wrap it up. Man. How you feel? You going back to? I know you was on hiatus from Wednesdays at the work. Took a little vacation.
Yeah,
going
I took back a little. This week? Yeah, no, not this week. So I guess like I said, we're going back on the 23rd. This will be my return to Wednesdays after work with a whole new team of producers there. We got a Wednesdays after work podcast is going to be dropping on the 22nd. It's going to be called Wednesdays after work. Headliners, that's the podcast. We're going to talk to the headliner for the week. It's going to the show's going to air before they actually go ahead and perform on that Wednesday. So be on the lookout for that. Tuesday the 22nd is the debut of that. I'm excited about the team. We got Tak Moffitt, a guy who we both really appreciate. He just came through.
Shout out to
Tak. Yeah, he just came through the Forge and absolutely did his thing there. Kendall Ralph, a comic that's up on the scene, high riser, right? I mean, he's just
another new one. If you don't pay attention,
man, you're gonna get slept on. Boy, yes, he gonna sneak up on you, man. You put him on all the shows, man. And then Cecilia Gonzalez, man, another new one. Okay. You know what I mean? Just in the be positive fashion, we pick out the fresh faces. So that's what we're doing. I'm excited about this new team and the ideas that we got. So. Be on the lookout for that, man. Wednesday after work is going to be different. The podcast is going to be dope. We got this. I'm going to count this as a new podcast, three podcasts, because we completely different now. You know what I mean? With the audio setup and this setup is completely different. A lot more professional. Let's call it what it is. I know a lot of people, y'all dealt with us because you like us. But we going for the charts this time. So
yeah, y'all gonna love us.
Yeah, you gonna love us. You gonna love us. And you know, not every podcast ain't gonna be damn near 2 hours. But we're here.
We do season 5 premiere.
Yeah, we got season 50. Speaking of season 50, episode chapter 50. Yeah, oh boy, boy, it's been a while.
My look at the wall.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. It's been a year. You crack, check my ass.
Yeah, I ate a lot of chips.
Yeah, yeah, just salt sucked that all the shit up. So back to next week, are we doing Tuesday or just gonna leave it on
chapter 50 will be live from the Live Factory.
Yeah,
it will be live from Be Positive Presents Good Vibes.
Yeah,
so chapter 50 will be live. I think we figured out the logistics pretty much.
We got the logistics of it now.
We're going to have some fun.
Yeah.
So as much as we talked about good vibes at the top, chapter 50 will be good vibes. 624,
y'all. Yeah, make sure y'all get the tickets up right now.
Yes.
Get tickets up right now. Go ahead. Make sure you grab the tickets. We're going to be there. D-Lu. Honey roast time?
Yes, I can do my honey roast.
The real honey roast time, man.
My honey roast. Yes. Let's get it.
Go ahead. Hey, do your honey roast.
Hey.
Okay. Sorry.
My finger slipped.
Yeah.
So, my honey roast for this chapter will go out to the new faces of Be Positive Productions.
Let's go.
If you guys don't know, within less. Year we really been working, and me and Dario we were doing our thing by itself for a little while. And Dario was really in the mix of doing things on the scene. I was really behind the scenes doing things or trying to do things, give ideas, so on and so forth. And we decided to expand a little bit, so with T Positive we did that and made the move when we went to Laugh Factory. And then Kadeem came on board, and now we brought Amanda and Kels on board, and running Women's Crush Wednesdays. But between Amanda,
the DJs,
yes, we got DJ Rico the Juice Man, and we got DJ Savvy. So they are officially part of Be Positive Productions as well. I'm just gonna say this, man. It's great to have a squad with us. That we feel very confident about.
Yeah,
feel very confident, very good about, and that we got each other backs, and I think we've proven that within the last few months.
Yeah,
because there's been a lot of things going on, but we keep each other protected. We protect each other, and that's one thing that we like to promote and Be Positive Productions is a positive atmosphere and just family in general.
Yep.
We got a photo shoot on Saturday.
I was about to say,
we got our first ever
family photo shoot this Saturday.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
For those that's listening, depending on when you listen, we doing a family photo shoot. So we excited for that.
It's going to be dope. Congrats, my brother. I'm proud of you, man.
Man, I'm proud of you.
You've weathered a lot of storms. I haven't had to be on the scene like that, you know, up until this past year. 6 months, I would say.
Yeah.
So I've now witnessed firsthand what the storms that you've been through.
Let me tell you, y'all don't understand, boy.
But we here.
Yeah, we here.
You know what I'm saying? I've been a moral support, but now I can be a physical support as well.
Appreciate you, my guy.
So if I catch you in the street, it's on.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Let me tell you, man.
But I can be a physical presence as well. And I'm proud of what we built. I'm proud of the crew that we have behind us or with us. I won't even say behind us. With us
with
now.
With us. Yeah, they with us.
With us now. Because we work for each other. We love each other. And we're going to grind for each other. You know what I'm saying?
Talk that talk.
This summer is going to be nothing but up for us. Hopefully we can get into another venue or two. We can hopefully produce some rooftop shows. We can do some outside shows. We got equipment to do outside shows now. It's nothing but up from here, man. I'm proud of what we built, sir. This is the third quarter. Fourth quarter is when it's really go time for us. But
this is not quite the third quarter. It's still the first half.
You know, I think the second half we always prove ourselves. Westy. So yeah, we spoke this into existence.
We did. And man, look, y'all. This is fantastic. That was beautiful, bro. That was beautiful, bro.
I'm a beautiful nigga. Yeah.
Let's go. Let them know, man. Let them know.
I'm beautiful, nigga.
Yeah, my man, beautiful, man.
Chapter 49.
You know, chapter 49, man. That has been a beautiful thing. You know, we give it just a couple more minutes. If y'all got a honey roast that you want to do, the phone number is on the screen right there,
872-222-5662. I know my baby ain't the only person that won't call in tonight.
Yeah, we going if y'all don't call in next 5 minutes or whatever, we going to get out of here. But, man, look, how you feel about this season of Be Positive, the podcast?
I'm looking forward to it because we don't really have anything planned.
No, we don't. And that's usually when we at our best.
Yeah, we don't have guest planned. None of this show was planned. Yeah. This is all off the cuff. Yeah. Not going to lie to you.
Niggas probably like, we could do. Yeah,
I was like, I think we became so like...
We good in tune,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But we don't have any guests planned. We don't have anything planned for this season. So I think it the ball's in our court and in our favor.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's fantastic. It's always in our favor, man. My girl said, Westy, we gotta hold on. We gotta call here. Hold on.
Okay.
Your prison call here. Hold on.
Prison call.
Sarah.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
To accept, press
one. You can press the one.
Press two.
Here you go. Welcome to Be Positive Chicago Stories. You are live on the air. What's happening?
What's happening?
Got two calls.
Thank you for a great show, you guys.
Hey.
Hey, Chef. What's going on?
That's my lady. We got two calls. Kels, we're going to get to you.
You guys were so sweet.
Oh.
No, go talk to Kels. I just wanted to say thank you. The show was awesome. Thanks for saying all the nice things about me, and welcome back.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I love you, baby.
Love you.
Appreciate you.
I love you too, okay, Chef.
Bye.
All right.
Love you too.
All right. Kels, call back.
Yeah. Kels, call back. We here now. We gonna get some more. Look at that honey roast, boy. Look
beautiful
at that
thing, man.
Oh, she gonna make me cry on there. We said in the.
I want you to cry. No, you need this. Drink some more honey, Jack.
Look, this honey Jack don't do with it.
Kels, call back.
Honey Jack for the honey roast.
Oh
wow!
They need to sponsor us.
Shit.
I'm gonna pour a little bit more.
No! Don't put that glass in the screen, though. Niggas ain't giving us money. Shit,
you sell like Kawhi the Gatorade.
Hey, look at that! Look, I'm a.
Nope.
You know how they put the stick over Apple Max and shit like that?
Yeah.
And look, we gonna start doing.
Nah, there she go.
Here she go.
The comic is calling.
The comic is calling.
Kill the comic.
Oh, she said the whole thing.
She said the whole thing. Let motherfuckers know. You live on the air. Kale's comic. What's happening?
Hello, Kale. Kale's.
Oh, snap. I'm live.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. I feel like I'm a celebrity. I like to thank my mom. Okay, no. Real fast. Y'all said this was for the honey roast, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's get. I need to give my girl the honey roast. Let's give you the honey roast musics here. Go ahead. Honey roast.
I'm kind of honey roast y'all.
Oh,
what y'all do. Dario and D. Lou, the logo and the general. I love y'all. It's a great thing that y'all doing. It's a great thing that y'all have us be a part of it. Y'all literally are being positive all around the city. And big up to y'all.
Man.
Hey, Kels, you a real one.
Ooh, that is real.
Hey, I'm so glad my audio is crisp.
You know, me too, actually. This shit is easy to edit now.
Kels, we appreciate you, man, and the work that you bring, and the attitude that you bring. You just got good energy, girl. So that's why we always gonna rock with you.
I told Kels and Amanda in the text message. You know, I would talk about it all, but I told them I was like, y'all are essential to Be Positive 100%. Success. Everybody is, you know what 100%. I mean. But like I told them, watching the show this past Wednesday, just fantastic, fantastic. The way it's ran, the way they're doing it, and they literally are, you know, everybody's a piece to our puzzle here that's going to move us forward. And I'm so happy with this team, happy with you. Kales, the comic, I'm going to drop your packages off at my buddy's tomorrow. I won't be there, but I'm going to, sidebar, you got your packages coming.
I can tell you one thing I love about Amanda and Kales, too. They don't take no shit.
No.
They don't take no shit.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. Be Positive Production got nothing but shooters out here.
Look, I ain't even gonna get into what I really wanna say, but we appreciate you.
Yeah, no, we ain't gonna get into
it. Yes.
Thank you.
Kales, we appreciate you. We love you to death. Thank you for calling in. This is beautiful.
Thank y'all. Y'all have a great night.
You too.
All right, Kales.
Kale's a comic, y'all. One of the dopest out there in the city, man.
Nigga, we taking live callers like we on B Positive Radio. Stop playing.
Hey, look, y'all. I told you we done level up shit. Fuck with us, man. You know? You don't fuck with us. Before we get out of here, we'll give a little snippet, man. Me and D-Lou had a talk when I first showed him this equipment. And my man, I saw the wheels turn in his head. You know when niggas pause and just look at shit, they drift off? D-Lou did that for about 5 minutes, man. I knew he was thinking. He comes back and said, why don't we do a morning show?
Nah, shit.
That's all I'm gonna tell y'all, man. We're gonna figure it out.
We're gonna figure it out.
Let me tell you something. It's figured out. Shit, like, shit figured out. You know what I mean? Like, the shit figured out. It's just.
Hey,
it's,
man, look, I'm gonna have to start trying to figure out my day job a little. Shit's getting hectic.
Yeah, shit is. It's a lot of shit going on, man.
I love it.
I love it too. We worked all that hard before the show, and I forgot to even load it up on here so we can play the outro. But oh no, it's right here. It's right here.
It's good. We got it.
We good. Y'all. Any final thoughts, D-Lou, before we get out of here, man? Any final thoughts?
I'll say this, man. Love on your people. Love on your people that rock with you. Love on your people that support you, inspire you, and motivate you, man. Because tomorrow's not promised. I love you, my brother.
Love you too, bro.
You know, to the end of time, my brother.
End of time. Talk that talk.
Rock with your people. As my boy TJ Stokes, my brother from another mother, says, spread the love.
Spread the love. Right, do love.
Yeah, do love and keep that negative shit to yourself.
What's up?
Over here at Be Positive Productions, baby. We up.
We up.
And we only going upper.
Not higher, not upper. Higher. We going, okay. we going upper, nigga. You know what I mean?
Upper room. No. Let's get the hell up out of here, man. Chapter 50,
y'all.
Good vibes, 624 Laugh Factory. We will see y'all there.
Talk that talk, man. It's been one, man. Chapter 49 is in the book. Season 5 is off to a hot start, y'all. We appreciate y'all for watching. If you're watching, listening when you listen. We love you to death, man. Y'all continue to be positive. We'll see you next week, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, man. That's D-Lou. I'm Dario. We love you to death.
You out of here.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Be Positive, the Chicago Stories. If you like what you heard, or even if you didn't, make sure you go to all streaming platforms, rate, like, and subscribe. And also, don't forget to follow us on Instagram at B_Positive Podcast. Thank you.